It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Heather Sally Cloward with the USU Extension Office, and we've got a quick and easy cooking coming up. Hauntingly easy meals for Halloween. This is going to be a lot of fun. They've kind of switched up how they do it. We're going to talk about that this go-round with Heather, and then let you know what's on the menu for this night, and then what's coming in the next couple of months as far as quick and easy cooking goes. Heather, thank you so much for coming in today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Let's jump in and let's talk about quick and easy cooking. This is a lot of fun. These classes are a lot of fun. I've done a couple of them and you learn a lot. You get to, you know, a lot of hands-on type information comes out of them. And what was one of the main reasons to come up with this? I mean, I'm assuming it was just an easy alternative for people to give them food ideas for quick dinners.
Right. So, as well as Extension, so I work for Create Better Health, which is a program that's run out of Extension, and we teach how to cook affordable meals for SNAP participants. So it's kind of based around that. We want to teach people that you can have healthy meals, big, yummy meals, you know, for an affordable cost. You don't necessarily have to go and spend a whole bunch of money and utilize the tools that you already have in the kitchen. So it's all about saving you money and eating healthy.
And the fact that it's not going to take as long as you think it is. And I think that's a big misconception with a lot of people, is that if they think they're going to sit down and cook dinner and it's going to be, you know, a nutritious, healthy meal, it's going to take hours to do. And that's not the case.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of times in these classes, we're doing, you know, 3-4 different things and we're there for less than an hour.
Yeah, I think the one that I did with you guys, we did like, what, 2 or 3 meals in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So they really don't take that long. And it's not like one of those shows that you see on TV where it's in the oven, it's already done.
Exactly. Yeah, we're actually going to show you how to do it.
So let's talk about this one coming up. It's on October 19th, and it's Hauntingly Easy Meals for Halloween. So let's talk about that one for just a moment.
Sure. Okay, so this is kind of based off of what I do at home for my kids before we go out trick-or-treating. I'm really big on eating before we go out trick-or-treating, so that way they're not sitting there filling up on the candy throughout the entire night. And then they're going out and they have something warm in their belly. So this night we're going to do one of my favorite traditions that I do at home, and it's going to be homemade chili. It's not a spicy chili. It's actually more on the lines of a sweet chili. And then homemade cornbread as well to go with it.
And you're actually going to use a couple of different devices to cook, just to show different ways to prepare this. Because, you know, a lot of people, yeah, if you're going to make chili on your stovetop, it's going to take you a while.
Right.
It really is. Mm-hmm. But if you throw a pressure cooker or an Instapot in there or an air fryer or even a slow cooker, it goes a lot quicker. Slow cookers are kind of, I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but slow cookers are kind of taking a backseat to Instapots, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's a time thing. Like, everybody is busy. Everybody has busy lives, and they have things to do. So these Instapots, they're extremely convenient.
And you don't have to get up early the next morning before you go to work. Put everything in your slow cooker and let it go all day.
Right.
You can do that in a matter of an hour at home.
Exactly.
In your Instapot.
A frozen roast, and you're good to eat in an hour. So it's really convenient. It's nice. And, you know, a lot of them have these timers where as soon as your meal is done, it automatically goes into a warm setting. So you don't have to worry about it, like, frying your food all day, so it's nice.
And that's the other great thing, too, is you guys kind of give people ideas and different things that they can do with these different devices and kind of take the guesswork out of them. Because, yeah, and we talked about it before. I have an Instapot by default because my mother, it scared her. She didn't want to use it. And that's, you were saying that's quite common with older ladies that just don't understand the whole thing, and it kind of scares them a little bit.
Right. I mean, they were raised around the old school pressure cookers, and I even have one of those still to this day. But yeah, those are a little intimidating because they can be dangerous. So people just need to realize that these are a lot safer. They're modern. They've, you know, been tweaked to the point where it's going to be really difficult to get hurt with one of these. So
all right. So we've got all this once again going on October 19th, 7 p.m. at the USU Extension Classroom that's there in the county building on First North. If people want to be a part of this, you're asking them to register on Eventbrite, correct?
Correct, yes.
But there is no fee?
No, no fee.
So you just go on Eventbrite, and that's Bright is B-R-I-T-E, and you just type in, is it just USU Extension?
So if you go into Eventbrite, then you can kind of type in like the location that you're looking through, and it will bring up anything that we have that's offered through a USU extension at that time. So,
and the other great thing about it is, you know, you used to do these on Facebook Live and you found that it's a lot easier to just record them and then put them on YouTube the next day.
Right. So if you're not able to come out, if you wanted to, or, you know, things come up and you don't make it, you can always go onto our YouTube channel where we will now be posting them.
So very simple. If you've got any questions, you can give them a call. What's the phone number down there at the extension office?
You got me off guard. 435-636-3233.
All right. And so we would be, you know, we've got to talk about... before we get out of here, of course, the holiday months are right around the corner. So I'm sure you've got great things that are planned for November and for December. So November is going to be...
holiday traditions.
And did you guys did a holiday traditions one last year, did
we
you
did.
Not?
We did, and it was really, really fun. It was tons of fun. Everybody that's involved in the Quick and Easy, we all brought in our own ideas or our own traditions that we do at home, and it was really fun.
So you've got that one coming up in November, and then the December one is going to be really, really fun.
Oh,
for the
yes.
kids, right?
Especially for the kids, because we do it during the holiday break. And it's something that they're going to be able to walk away knowing a bunch of different tips and tricks and skills. And it is a ton of fun. They love it. They have so much fun doing it.
All right. So once again, Quick and Easy Cooking this month. It is Hauntingly Easy Meals for Halloween coming up on October 19th, 7 p.m. Register for it on Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E. And just go out and enjoy this one and have fun. These classes are great. A lot of great information. A lot of great fun. And if you're lucky, you may even get to sample something.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking everybody's pretty lucky then.
All right. Heather, once again, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
We're talking with Heather Salee-Cloward with the USU Extension here in Carbon County. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.